Next up is Inside Finance. Inside Finance is a special feature of this program every week where we discuss in depth the financial and economic challenges of our time and explore possible solutions. Here is your host this week, Stanford Simon.
Blessing good day to Grenada, Caracou, Pitimon, and the rest of the Eastern Caribbean. It's such a joy to be with you. And I want to all of those who are listening across the world. This is Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. And with me in the studio is Mr. Timothy Antwine, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. We have a lot to talk about, electricity. We have to talk about how the government is doing legislation reforms. As you know, government is doing quite a lot in terms of electricity bill, what's happening with that, the IMF have been here, ECCB, all of that is happening. So, and those of you who are talking about a reduction in our deposit rate, that is all coming up with the questions I have to ask him within the next half an hour. This is Inside Finance. We take a word from our sponsors. We come back with Mr. Timothy Antwine, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance.
Something big is coming. It's going to be huge. It's going to be inspirational.
The 2015 Brain Bee Challenge is searching for the best brain in Grenada 2015. Think you have what it takes? Prepare for the 2015 Brain Bee Challenge. The race has begun. How much of your brain elements do you employ daily? Did you know that your output and achievements in life are related to your functional brain power? Come learn more in the Battle of the Brains by 16 secondary school students in the Christian Services Corporation. The 2015 Brain Bee Challenge National Finals are Saturday, 21st March at Bourne Hall, St. George's University. Starting at 2:30 p.m. Fabulous prizes and awards. The goal? Raising public awareness about the brain. The Grenadian representative will compete at the International Brain Bee Championship in Cairo, Australia in August. For more details, visit our website, www.brainbeegrenada.com or facebook.com/Grenada Brain Bee. The Grenada Brain Bee Challenge. Get the facts about your brain. Sponsored by St. George's Baptist Church and Allen Associates, One Call Construction, Country Cold Store, and this radio station. Starting at 2:30 p.m.
Welcome back. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. With me in the studio is Mr. Timothy Antwine. Good day to you, Mr. Timothy.
Good day, Pastor Simon, and good day to all our listeners, home and abroad.
Ah, you sound strong, boy. You look like government have been doing you well. Oh, your wife have been doing you well.
Well, my wife has been doing me very well. God is great. And well, government is Grenada, so I work hard for the government.
You look good, you sound good. I guess it could. All
hard work agrees with some people, apparently.
Very much so. So how have you been doing? You have been traveling a lot.
I have been, which is one of the things in the job that I don't always enjoy, but I have to do. But it's important work, and therefore, I've done it, and I will continue to do what I need to do for Grenada. But we've been making good progress, and a few things, I guess, as we go along in this program, we'll talk about. So I'm happy to have been able to get around and move forward on a few very important issues over the last few weeks.
Okay, great. Now, in the past week, and this is on top of the agenda of everybody, we had our meeting at Grenville Credit Union. We were discussing it. The ECCB, the Monetary Council of the ECCB, recently reduced the minimum deposit rate from 3% to 2%. Why?
Good question. The minimum deposit rate has been 3% for a long time. In fact, the last time it was reduced was back in 2002, when it was reduced from 4% to 3%. In the last couple of years, the Monetary Council has debated regularly this issue of the minimum deposit rate. Why is it being reduced at this time? After a very difficult period of recession in the Eastern Caribbean, our economies have started to grow again, but not as fast as we would like. And the concern of the Monetary Council and the hope and aim of the Monetary Council is to stimulate economic activity. And the way the Council hopes that will happen in part is through lower lending rates and more credit being extended to the private sector. Last year, 2014, credit to the private sector in the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union declined by 4.5%. Now, that is not good. You want to see credit going up because you want to see people taking risk, more and more people investing, more and more jobs being created. And so the council is hoping and pushing to see more and more credit be made available to the private sector for investment and job creation. The council is also hoping that the banks would use it as an opportunity to also improve their capital adequacy. The reality is that in the last few years, there have been a lot of bad loans by the financial sector. And by bad loans, I mean with the economy not being good, loans have not been paid. Some people have lost their jobs. Some people have, businesses have not gone well. Some people have closed. And therefore, non-performing loans on a whole throughout the Eastern Caribbean Currency Union have been rising. And therefore, the hope is to begin to turn around this area by giving the banks a little more room and encouragement to lend. But I also want to make the point that the hope is that they will not just lend, but they will lend for productive activities. Because what we see in a lot of the lending by our commercial banks is for consumption. Cars, holidays, consumption goods. Nothing wrong with those in and of themselves, but you want to see the things that would help create employment and revenue generation so that loans could repay themselves. In other words, the same discussion we have about government budget and how government needs to spend more in the productive areas like agriculture and tourism and education in terms of investment, you want to see that in the commercial banking or the credit unions or the financial sector as a whole. So in sum, the idea behind reducing the rate is to encourage the banks to lend more at lower rates and also to improve their capital position. But there are other things as well which the central bank will be talking about in the next few weeks, explaining why what this is all about. Let me just say in concluding on this question that even though the rate has dropped to 2%, it is still higher than the rates in the United States and Canada. In other words, if you have a savings deposit in the U.S., you're getting almost 0%, maybe 0.5. Okay? Whereas in Grenada and in the Eastern Caribbean, you're getting 2%. In Barbados, you're probably getting 1%. So our rates are still higher than many of our countries in the Caribbean and certainly in North America. But the reason is to try to stimulate economic activity.
Okay. The IMF just concluded its second review of Grenada homegrown program. What are the major findings in the past week and in their review?
Right, so let me start by saying, as I had said on a previous program, during the homegrown program, there will be 6 reviews by the IMF. Those reviews happen every 6 months. We are now, the IMF has just completed its second review. So we've just completed basically 1 year of the program. The IMF findings are very encouraging. And I want to just read a small excerpt from a statement that the IMF made, and then I'll explain it a little bit. And I'm quoting now. At the conclusion of the mission, the fund mission chief for Grenada made the following statement, and I quote, "The IMF is encouraged by the progress made to stabilize the Grenadian economy and return Grenada's public finances to a sustainable path. The Grenadian economy is recovering at a stronger pace than anticipated, with growth in 2014-15 expected to average above 2% compared with earlier estimates of 1.1%. What that means and what the IMF found is that the economy is growing faster than they had projected. When they had originally done their projections, they had said it would grow by 1.1%. Last year, the economy grew by almost 3%. The revenues that we were targeted to collect, we did better than target. So again, we outperformed with respect to the revenue targets for the program. On the expenditure side, we kept it tight and we stayed within the targets. So overall, the IMF found that Grenada continues to do very well on the program. Now, there are also some concerns. What are those concerns? The IMF mentioned 3. 1, unemployment remains very high. And that's a fact. We know it has come down from over 40% to now down to 29.5%, but that is still very high. So that is obviously an issue because not only from a socioeconomic standpoint, but even from a revenue standpoint. People who do not work cannot contribute to revenue in a major way. So you want to get more people working, which is better quality of life, but then also it contributes to the revenue situation and it just generally to a better and a happier society. Second, the credit issue, which I just spoke about. That credit to the private sector is still contracting. The very issue that I just spoke about when I dealt with the ECCB, the reduction in the minimum deposit rate. And the third area is of concern is the debt, the high debt. Now, of course, with respect to the debt, we are working on the debt restructuring. And I'll have more to say on that soon. But that is moving forward very positively. With respect to credit, I just told you what this ECCB has done. And of course, in respect of the matter of the unemployment, we continue to encourage private sector investments. And there are a number of private sector activities that you will see in 2015 that will help with stimulating employment and creating more employment. So those are genuine issues that we have to continue to work on. So it's not for us to relax in any way. But clearly, we're making progress.
So how do you feel about the findings of the IMF, though?
I feel that the hard work of Grenada and Grenadians are paying off. I feel that my hard work, your hard work, our sacrifice, whether it is paying more taxes or working hard, negotiating debt restructuring, taking the tough decisions that the government has had to take, and the collective effort of the social partners to work together, I feel those sacrifices are worth it. They're paying off. I'm seeing results. And basically, when you see results, you energize to work even harder.
Oh, very true. So the sacrifice, shared sacrifice is working.
Shared sacrifice. And remember, it's STAR. Shared sacrifice, teamwork, accountability, and results. At every stage, we make the sacrifices. We do it together. That's team. We account, which is why I constantly come on this program and my colleagues and share with you what it is we're doing. And then, of course, we're working for results. We're not here just to come and talk and just to say things. We want to actually see results. And that drives me in a big way, results. So we're seeing results.
Okay. Tell us about the legislative reforms that have been happening and what is proposed.
Right. So as part of the homegrown program, we're not just raising taxes, which is what some people think we do. We have raised taxes, that is true, the government. But we've also cut expenditure where we can. And then we're doing some things that we call structural reforms, which essentially means restructuring the economy. And part of how we do that is by legislation, by new laws to improve public finance management. So there are a number of laws which we've passed and are planning to pass. Last year we did we did investment, which is an important one for private sector development, and we did procurement and we did public finance management. This year, we are going to take to Parliament very soon fiscal responsibility legislation, which is to ensure that we continue to live within our means, that government does not overspend. That is extremely important. Long after this program is over, and I may have moved on, we need to make sure that Grenada is operating in a fiscally responsible and prudent manner. And the way we want to do it, among other things, is to ensure that there's a fiscal responsibility legislation in place to bind everybody. This government, successive governments, how we operate the public service, and just generally for us to understand we have to live within our means. Secondly, we're going to pass a public debt management law that basically brings together all of our debt legislation in one piece. And it's going to be used as a model throughout the Eastern Caribbean. So we're not only doing it for Grenada, but ultimately we expect the entire currency union will pass that law. Third, we're working on investment incentives. So we passed the investment bill or investment law last year. Now we're working on the actual incentives as well for the private sector. And that's a very important piece of legislation. We're very well advanced with that, and that will be coming soon. There are a couple other things, but I'll just those give you a little flavor for now.
Okay. The IMF were here, and they have now returned. Will government get another disbursement from the IMF based on what is happening?
Yes, eventually we will. So the next couple months, the IMF will finalize its report, take it to its board. Of course, we will go ahead and pass the legislation that I just spoke about, and then IMF will formally go to the board and approve the second review and a disbursement for Grenada. So at that time, we'll probably get another $3 million US or so. But yes, we will get another disbursement.
Wow, that sounds good. Shared sacrifice is working.
Yes, but it's not just the $3 million US, because somebody might say, well, that's $8 million EC. That's not a lot of money. It is more than that. Because of the IMF signal that we have passed the test, the World Bank and the Caribbean Development Bank and the European Union will also eventually disburse money. Just like last year, we were able to get more than $100 million in loans, soft loans and grants, because we did well on the IMF program, the homegrown program supported by the IMF. We will also be able to get a strong signal sent by the IMF to these partners. And that's very important. And I should also add that one of the things we did last week as we completed the mission is that we had a meeting where we briefed our development partners. So we not only try to keep our Grenadians, our people informed, which of course is an obligation we have, but we also have a responsibility to keep our development partners informed so that they know what is going on. And they feel invested like us. They feel that they have a stake in this thing. Mm. So they are very keen to see us do well. And when we do well, they congratulate us and they encourage us. I mean, it's a personal thing. People feel good for you. So they want us to succeed. And I've always made this point. In this program, we're not alone. We have friends. And if we keep doing what we're doing, making the sacrifice, doing the right things, sticking with the program, our friends will continue to help us.
As you heard it there from the man, Mr. Timothy Antoine. You're listening Inside Finance. I am Stanford Simon. With me in the studios, Mr. Timothy Antoine, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. We take a word from our sponsors. We come back and continue the dialogue here with Mr. Timothy Antoine, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance.
St. George's Baptist Church. Purpose: the channel God chooses to fulfill the needs of humanity. Vision: building communities which become the model for winning people to Christ. Mission: goal: empowering people to enjoy prosperity and fulfillment in life. These are the purpose, vision, and mission of the St. George's Baptist Church.
Welcome back. I am Pastor Stanford Simon. With me in the studio is Mr. Timothy Antoine, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. Now, this is one I think that is important for us, Mr. Timothy. On February 25th, your ministry organized a national consultation on the electricity bill supply. What were the main conclusions of that discussion?
Good. First of all, I want to say that the consultation went very well. We had well over 200 people participating from a wide cross-section of our society, private and public sectors, Grenlec, and we had a very rich exchange of views. That is what we want, a very inclusive, a very participatory approach to forming the new law on electricity supply in Grenada. What were the main conclusions? Well, I think there are three main things that came out. First is that the cost of electricity is really too high and we have to do something about it. There's a consensus across the country, not just for households, but even for businesses, industry. We have to do something about electricity, the cost, because it affects not just business, but job creation. Remember, always, we're trying to tackle this issue of jobs. We have to create more jobs in this country. Second, that we really have to do more as a clean and green country that is pushing pure Grenada and environmentally sustainable tourism. We have to increase renewables. The idea, the fact that we at 1%, in other words, 1% of our electricity comes from solar PV, and the rest, the 99%, comes from diesel. That is not satisfactory in 2015. We have to get more renewables. We have to depend less on fossil fuels for our energy. And third, in the draft, the powers of the minister are quite wide, and we need to look at that and make sure that the minister does not have too many powers. Now, it is true that in the draft, a lot of these powers are really with the regulator, the PU, the Public Utilities Regulatory Commission, and the setting of tariffs is not with the minister, it is with the regulator. But there was a general view that the powers of the minister are too extensive, and we need to look at that, and we will. So those were sort of the three main conclusions, I would say, coming out of what was a very rich consultation. Okay. So I want to thank all those persons who joined us and shared their views. Mm-hmm.
It seems that government is making every effort to get as many views as possible on the electricity supply law. Was this the same process employed in 1994, for which I know we had some issues there?
Unfortunately not. The 1994 law was passed without very little, if any, public consultations. And, I think this time around, we want to get it right. I mean, I was not involved in that process then, but obviously looking back, you always have to learn from the past. And I think one of the lessons it is similar to a constitutional review where you get things handed down to you. The law was drafted by Grenlick, okay? They had obviously views about what they wanted to see, and the government agreed, and we went forward. I think this time around, the government has chosen to get independent experts to draft the law, to get the views of everybody, including Grenlick, because Grenlick is a very important stakeholder. And I think that will make for a better law, because you're getting all the social partners, public and private, to get into this discussion and to give their views. So it is not just government's views, it is not just Grenlick's views, it is the nation's views. And that's important because electricity is a national development issue and a national security issue. So it cannot be left simply to government or simply to Grenlick. It affects all of us and our future and our children's future. So I think this process has to be different and will be different.
So with all that has happened and discussion that is happening now, what happened next to this process that we're going through at the moment with our electricity bill?
Good question. I think for the next 2-3 weeks, we want to give all of the partners time to submit formal written comments. We got quite a lot of good feedback on Wednesday, the 25th of February. But some people also said that they would like to give us formal submissions, written submissions. We welcome that. So over the next 2-3 weeks, say the middle of March, we would like to have people submit written comments. Those who are not able to come can still send their comments. They send an email to us at financegrenada@gmail.com, financegrenada@gmail.com. And we will get your comments in. There are other ways which you can do it as well. I think that we could do it via Facebook. You could do Twitter if you want to do something really short. But we want to have all these channels available. And they now are for you to submit your comments. Of course, you can always send a letter to the PS, Ministry of Finance and Energy. But there are various ways. Everybody who wants to contribute can contribute over the next 2-3 weeks.
And that would form the basis in helping us to come to a conclusion with the bill.
Yes. So what will happen is that we'll take those comments on board. There'll be a redrafting. There'll be a revisions where necessary. And I'm sure there'll be further consultations. Not necessarily a national one. We'll decide. But there will be ways and means for us to circulate a revised draft for the public to see it before anything goes to Parliament.
Okay. Now, we're pretty much 2 months into the year, 2015. Now, have really been a lot happening in the 2 months. A lot is going on. How is government doing on the review and the collection? Where are we? Talk to us a little bit of where are we 2 months into the new year.
On revenue collection.
Yes, on revenue collection.
Yeah. So far, we're on track. At the end of January, customs was a little short, about $400,000 short of their target. Inland revenue was $2 million above target. For the end of February, customs has passed its target. So customs has made up for whatever its shortfall it had in January. And inland revenue is just about on target. So for the first 2 months of the year, I would say on the revenues, customs, inland revenue, we are on track. Now, we continue to work hard, and there are areas still to improve. On the issue of the Citizenship by Investment program, that is now starting to pick up. And in a future program, I'll provide more details. But I was asked recently, what kind of monies we've collected so far. I think I'm told we probably collected close to $6 million. And I was asked what we spent it on, and I indicated I know we spent it on tourism marketing for the country. I know we've put some money in the Small Business Development Fund at GDB to help with job creation. I know we've also spent money on starting to fix some of our roads.
Yes, you will see.
And of course, yes, and we do need to fix some of those roads. I mean, I think we all agree on that. That's a priority right now, especially in the dry season. So we're trying to put it to good use, productive use. And as we go forward with the program, in a future program, I'll give you more details in terms of the actual collections, what is National Transformation Fund, what is approved projects, and those sorts of details.
What do you think has been helpful, though, for such good performance by government in its collection?
Well, I think there are several factors, it's a good question. We reflect on that all the time. First, the economy is picking up. There's no question about it. The fact that we're now collecting in inland revenue over $8 million in VAT per month tells you that the economy is picking up. And we know we could still do better. Not everybody who's collecting is paying. So we have to deal with those people who collecting people's VAT and not paying into inland revenue. But as I've always said, VAT was implemented during a recession. So we've never had the optimal impact or revenue collection of the VAT because it was in a recession. Now that the economy is starting to pick up, VAT collections will improve. That's a natural progression with the economic improvement conditions on the ground. I also think it's because of the additional revenue measures which have been introduced, which of course is a sacrifice that we're making. And then I would say the third issue is improvement in tax administration. There are a number of initiatives in both customs and inland revenue aimed at improving our enforcement and our collection capacity. And those are beginning to pay off. We will, in fact, in the next few weeks, months, be introducing in inland revenue a new system, what we call a large and medium taxpayers unit and a small and micro taxpayers unit. And that is aimed at specific taxpayers to facilitate speedier processing, better compliance, and faster collection. And we believe that will help the taxpayers and it will help the government. And so that is something that we're working very hard on right now with expert advice and so on. And again, in a future program, we'll explain what that is all about.
Oh, well, out of time, really. Tell us what is your final thoughts? I mean, you have been working at this for the past year. This is the second year into the homegrown.
Correct. 2015 is our second year.
Right. What are your final thoughts in terms of reflection?
Our results are coming in, and therefore we must keep the faith and stay the course. Now is not the time for us to lose focus on what it is we're trying to do. We have to stay the course. We've seen unpaid claims come down from 105 million to 66.4 million last year. We've been able to pay back pay to public servants. We've been able to see the economy grow. We've been able to cut the monthly deficit by half, and that is coming down even further. We're moving forward on the debt restructuring. We've already had some results with Taiwan and others. Those are very important results. And therefore, we must continue to put our best foot forward, stay together, keep the faith, and make Grenada the country we want it to be. Not just for ourselves, but our children and our grandchildren. And in that regard, we have to thank God for all of his blessings and his help so far, and to say that we must continue to work together. We'll get it done.
It is always a joy talking with you, Mr. Timothy Antoine, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. And I think because you explain things well, it helped us to have a clearer understanding of what is happening. And I want to say thank you very much for coming on this program every time and sharing with us, you and your colleague. And thank the Ministry of Finance for working with me to get the information out to the public.
Well, thank you, Pastor Simon. And we value our partnership with you on Inside Finance. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Listeners, this has been a program of Inside Finance. I'm Pastor Sanford Simon. I wish you a very pleasant week. Join me here next week at the same time. We do this all over again, the discussion here with the Ministry of Finance. And with me today with Mr. Timothy Antoine, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Finance. Have a great week. God blessings. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to another edition of Inside Finance, a program that explores the financial and economic challenges of our time. Join us next week for another edition.